UN weapons inspectors today entered one of Iraqi President Saddam Hussein's palaces as they continue their search for weapons of mass destruction. During the 1990s, surprise inspections of presidential palaces were off limits. There is no word on what the inspectors found during their 90-minute search. Washington Post reporter Rajiv Chandrasekaran is in Baghdad. This was a surprise inspection. No prior warning for the Iraqis?
That's what appears to be the case. The inspectors roared up to the Sajood Palace in central Baghdad shortly before 9 o'clock in the morning local time in two separate convoys. One group went to a front entrance, one group went to a back entrance. The inspectors, who were accompanied by Iraqi officials, were stopped at the gate and had to wait for about 8 minutes while some of the Iraqi officials accompanying them were barking into their radios. Flustered palace guards were trying to figure out what to do. But eventually the gates opened. No word on what they were looking for or what they found, but the simple fact that they were able to get into one of these sites without having to provide advance warning is a marked change from the ground rules in 1998.
And as I understand it, after the inspectors left, journalists were invited in, and you were among them.
Indeed, a rather amazing event. Now keep in mind, these presidential palaces have very high walls. Nobody can really see what's inside of them. And simply taking a picture of one of these palaces is enough to get a journalist deported from this country. So it was an amazing turn of events that we would be allowed in, walked through this vast garden with rose bushes and marble fountains, and then were able to go into the lobby of this palace. And it was a large atrium. It's a three-story building with ornate wood and marble carvings. And we couldn't really go into any of the rooms. A number of the doors were closed off, and there were plainclothes security officials preventing us from going in further.
Now, the inspectors only stayed for about an hour and a half. Could you adequately search a compound of this size in an hour and a half?
It's a pretty big compound, although it is one of the smaller presidential palace compounds in this country. 90 minutes would have required them to either walk through very, very quickly, or they were there with a specific task. They were looking in one particular place for something. In one of the inspector's cars, one of the inspectors had left on the front seat a map of the palace grounds, which actually had 19 labeled buildings, and some of the areas were marked as sort of red and blue zones. We weren't able to tell what that means, but it appears they had some sort of map and had certain places that they were interested in looking at.
The deadline for Iraq to declare what weapons of mass destruction remain in its arsenal is just a few days away. I guess Sunday is the deadline. Today, an Iraqi official spoke about that declaration. What do you know about what they're likely to say?
At this point, there's been no official word here on what's going to be in there and whether this is going to be a thin document or a very voluminous one. They may well choose to list every potential facility in this country that has a dual civil and military use. That could encompass things like paint factories and plastics factories and medicine plants. And if they do that, it could be a very vast document.
Washington Post reporter Rajiv Chandrasekaran in Baghdad.